I don't know who needs to hear this, but the more you step into your gifts, your intuitive gifts, your spiritual gifts, your soul aligned gifts, that could be anything. Maybe it's your artistry, maybe it's writing, maybe it's building a business, maybe it's building a third place, who knows, right? There are so many magical things that we may be in alignment to create. But as we walk the path that is set before us to get to that vision becoming a reality, one of the first, I want to say it's like a test that our higher self will start to make us aware of, is everything that is not in alignment with that. And this can be kind of a heartbreaking process because there's a lot of mourning to be done, a lot of grief work here, because what's being shown to you are all of the patterns, all of the dynamics, all of the relationships, all of the people in your life, all of the things, even things like physical things in your life, even maybe where you're living, that is no longer, or how you're living, like a lifestyle kind of thing, that is no longer in alignment, because now you have chosen it, the alignment of moving towards your soul gifts, moving towards the thing you're here to build, moving towards what is destined for you. So I kind of want to talk about and slow it down, because I think there's some misconception about, and maybe even a little magical thinking about what it looks like to walk on your path. I've kind of talked about this before, and I think it goes without saying, but when you are on your path, everything that should not be on your path starts to become blatantly obvious. Energies that aren't aligned for your building is going to become blatantly obvious. And at first, it may not be blatantly obvious why it's not in alignment. Sometimes your intuition will start to point things out. And at first, your logic is going to want to be used to justify why the things should still stay exactly the same as it has always been. That is our logic mind, our ego minds, our human wanting to keep a lid on things. We want the, you know, in theory, yes, we want the beautiful gifts and, you know, the magical things that we're here to build, but we don't want to give up anything. God forbid we actually have to give something up. God forbid we actually have to take a closer critical look at the dynamics that are fueling our relationships. God forbid we actually have to do an audit of our time and see that we are not managing our time very well. God forbid we actually have to look at our lifestyle and our choices. God forbid we actually have to be self-reflective. You know what I mean? It's like, no, but actually that is what is being called of us in order for us to step into what we genuinely want at a soul level and for our gifts to fully activate. And as they are activating, for those people who I'm talking to who are activating their soul gifts, it will happen sometimes that you cannot expand beyond a certain threshold because you're holding yourself back on these people, on these specific ties that you still have with certain groups of people, certain dynamics, certain patterns, certain lifestyles that are literally holding you back because you are bound karmically to them. And until you make a decision about what you really want, because at some point it will become blatantly obviously that it will be blatantly obvious that you have to choose between the old world or the new world. Do you want to keep everything exactly the way it was and stay in that world? Or are you willing to start to undo that world so that you can start moving in the direction and getting on the path and the timelines that get you to where you want to go? That ultimately is the transition. And that work is not easy. It's not easy. Nobody talks about this part. There's like the magical, like hop, you just hop to your dreams and it's like, okay, and now we're here. It's like, no, none of it is that easy. Healing is not that easy. Growth is never that easy. Literally nothing in life is they don't talk about the part where you have to literally let go of everything. They don't talk about the part that everything has to be on the table. Everything's got to be on the table to be taken. Everything's got to go on that altar to be surrendered. Everything. Every nook and cranny of your life will be subject to the universe being like, okay, we're going to have to work on this. Because here's why. Where you are going, it will not be supportive of you to keep holding on to this. It's not, the universe isn't ever trying to take something away from you. It's trying to give you that life that you want, but it's like also at the same time, you can't keep this anymore. You can't hold on to this pattern anymore. You can't hold on to this karmic bind anymore. You can't keep perpetuating this cycle anymore. It's like out of love, we need you to let go. Out of love, we need you to surrender this. Out of love, we need you to see this for what it really is and how it is not serving you in where you are going. You gotta trust your intuition. And right now, maybe logically it doesn't make sense, but I promise you, your logic will catch up. Your ego will catch up. It will be able to make sense of it after you have taken the leap of faith in order to do it. And hindsight 2020 will become clear once you're on the other side. But right now, you're not meant to see. Because faith doesn't need you to see. Faith just needs you to jump. Faith just needs you to act. To act on the impulse of your soul. And that's never an easy choice. But it is the choice we must make in order to move into and activate all of who we were meant to be. We're not going to become who we really want to be if we don't make that choice. We're going to keep choosing the thing that we've always chosen. We're going to keep on staying in the pattern. We're going to keep staying in the same old systems. We're going to keep that cycle going forever and ever, amen, until we choose, until we decide. It is a decision. It is a choice. It is a movement towards the complete, utter unknown. And first, we have to accept the world as it is and our attachment to it. We have to accept that, okay, yeah, I'm pretty attached to everything staying exactly the same. I'm pretty attached to me living in this exact format, in this exact way, in this exact dynamic. I accept that this is my fate if I do not choose differently. And then it becomes a little easier because then the universe drops in little bits of inspiration, little bits of glimmers of the world that you are going to. And when you start to walk on your path and you follow the breadcrumbs of the delight, the delightful little glimmers that take you to where you are going, that is what it means to be on our path. But it's not going to be easy because we are walking away from something and we are walking away from what we have known to be true. We are walking away from who we thought we have been or who we thought we are in exchange for who we know we are becoming. Again, thank you for listening. I really hope you got something out of that. If you like what you are hearing and you would like to work with me on a more individual and intimate basis, I offer one-on-one readings as well as one-on-one chats about any topic, anything you want to chat about. More information is in the description. Thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Christina. I'm so happy you made it this far and hope to see you next week.